From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The defense attorney for a Ukiah man accused in the death of a 13-month-old boy whose body was found last year near railroad tracks in the city is questioning her client's mental competency. She presents her concerns in court on Wednesday, where her client, Edward Two Feathers Steele, was set to attend a preliminary hearing that could have determined whether there was enough evidence to send him to trial. An 18-year-old Ukiah woman is arrested, accused of attacking her boyfriend on Lover's Lane recently. 18-year-old Ariane Arnold faces charges. Local police departments urge residents to be watchful in order to protect yourself against an increase in vehicle theft, also an increase in license plate thefts. The stolen plates are being affixed to stolen vehicles or switched for plates from stolen vehicles. Some owners not even aware that they're falling victim to this until they're pulled over by police. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. On Tuesday, both former Arcata council member Brett Watson and the staffer who accused him of sexual harassment testified in a civil case where a judge will decide whether to uphold the temporary restraining order against Watson. According to the Eureka Times Standard, the order bars Watson from interacting with that staffer, Assistant City Manager Danette DeMello, council member Stacey Atkins Salazar, and Arcata City Attorney Nancy Diamond. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.